Mark and Sonora, you're up next on Immaculate Heart Radio. Hey, Mark.
Hello, brother. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can Jimmy help you?
What I would like to do is ask you about the culpability or degree of sin that is engaged in by voters who knowingly vote for candidates who support or promote abortion.
Yes.
Now, here's what I'm basing this on. If I give a gun to somebody I know wants to commit a murder, or if I supply a vehicle or gas money for somebody who's going to rob a bank, the secular courts would look at me as an accessory or a conspirator to the crime. Wouldn't that be so?
Potentially.
So if I am a voter, particularly a Catholic voter, that decided to vote for a national candidate who, as, say, a Democrat for president,
Let's leave all parties out of this.
For a particular candidate that is known to support abortion, or their party is known to support abortion or promote it.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about parties. If you want to ask about a moral principle, happy to help.
A moral principle of enabling somebody the power to endorse abortion by your vote. How much culpability or degree of sin does a person engage in by doing that?
It depends. It depends on the situation. It can range from simply because somebody has a position on this that is wrong doesn't mean that it is always wrong to vote for such a person, because you may be dealing with the lesser of two evils. Let's suppose there are two candidates, candidate A and candidate B. Candidate A supports abortion. Candidate B supports abortion and homosexual marriage. But candidate A doesn't support homosexual marriage. If in a situation where either candidate A or candidate B is going to be elected, there's no realistic alternative, then it is not sinful to vote for candidate A, even though in other circumstances you would never want to vote for that person. Because in this situation, what you're doing is using your vote in such a way as to minimize the amount of evil that is likely to be done as a result of this person achieving office, because you're preventing an even worse person from getting into office. So in that situation, there's not actually a sin. On the other hand, if you say, I know this person is in favor of abortion and there's a better candidate and I support abortion and I'm voting for this person, or I just don't care about abortion, I don't care about those babies and I'm just going to support them anyway, even though I don't see a counterbalancing issue, then that can be mortally sinful. And so there's not a single answer on this question. It ranges between mortally sinful and not at all sinful. It depends on the circumstance and the attitudes that the person and the intention that the person is bringing to the use of their vote.
And several of these scenarios are explored in our product, the five non-negotiables. Voters Guide
for Serious Catholics.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Tim Staples has a CD, the five non-negotiables. Yeah. Mark and Sonora, thanks for the call.